Thank you, Mr. Dario Liguzzi, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me express our gratitude to UNICE for the invitation to participate in today's session. We appreciate the interest in engaging with Turkmenistan and his opportunity for sharing experience on best practices in energy transition. To begin with, it's important to note that for Turkmenistan, a country with the world's fourth largest natural gas reserves, the transition to clean energy is a priority of economic strategy. We are expanding our cooperation with major energy companies, international organizations, academia, and financial institutions with a focus on environmental protection and a green future. In this context, the development of efficient and environmentally safe methods of rational fuel development is a priority. Since joining the Paris Agreement, our country has adopted a number of national programs. Statewide measures are being implemented to reduce and eradicate the negative consequences of methane emissions into the atmosphere. Here we are talking about a gradual transition to the introduction and use of modern, environmentally friendly and resource-saving technologies. This concerns not only the energy sector, but also the country's economy sector as a whole, in particular the industrial and transport sectors. Dear participants, at COP28, held on 1st December last year in the United Arab Emirates, our president made a statement on Turkmenistan's accession to the Global Methane Pledge and continuation of active cooperation with international organizations and partner states to solve climate problems with zero gas emissions. As part of this work, recent years in Turkmenistan, much attention has been paid to hydrogen energy as the cleanest fuel. Turkmenistan has been doing a lot of work both within the framework of the roadmap for the development of international cooperation of Turkmenistan in the field of hydrogen energy and within the framework of relevant joint action programs with leading countries, with some leading countries, or with some international organizations and companies. One example of this work is the establishment and opening of the Hydrogen Energy Center at the International University of Oil and Gas of Turkmenistan, where scientific and educational work is being carried out to study the technological features of hydrogen production. We believe that the experience and resources of UNICE could make a great contribution to the, our further development of this area and the implementation of the plans outlined. Dear participants, as you know, the special program for the economies of Central Asia, SPECA, under the coordination of the UNICE and ESCAP, has been already operating for more than 25 years. And within this program, countries of Central Asia, Azerbaijan, Afghanistan, and Afghanistan has been working at the regional level in different areas, including in the field of energy. In particular, in the framework of the current SPECA Working Group on Water, Energy, and Environment. In the upcoming year, Turkmenistan will chair SPECA under the coordination of UNICE. Historically located at the crossroad of transport and trade routes, the SPECA countries have for many centuries served as a bridge between East and West and North and East. On this basis, within the framework of its chairmanship in SPECA, Turkmenistan attaches great importance to issues of inter-regional connectivity, including in the field of energy. I mean it. Creating inter-regional connectivity between three main regions. I mean, Central Asia, Caucasus, and European region. Turkmenistan proposed to focus the work of the SPECA Working Group on Energy and Environment on the following issues. managing energy supply risks and minimizing possible negative consequences in case of man-made and natural contingencies. Second, developing effective tools to prevent and address global and regional energy supply disruptions, attracting investments in energy infrastructure projects of both regional and international importance, and lastly, stimulating projects to promote green energy. We very much hope that with the practical approach of the countries of the SPECO region and the European region, we will be able to achieve new, real, tangible results in our inter-regional cooperation, including in such areas as energy, transport, and environmental protection. I thank you for your attention, Mr. Laguzzi.